Hello, Seth Ginsberg from the Global Healthy Living Foundation. I have no disclosures to make today regarding my travel. On behalf of the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its arthritis organization, Creaky Joints, I want to thank the FDA for its commitment to listening to a diverse set of stakeholders today. We are not scientists or doctors. We are patients. Now, as the co-founder of Creaky Joints and the Global Healthy Living Foundation, I know about arthritis. I was diagnosed with spondyloarthritis at the age of 13. For patients, biosimilars represent hope as well as fear. Hope for expanded treatment options through a broader formulary. Fear of being switched from a drug that works to one they don't know and not participating in the promised cost reductions. Nevertheless, at Creaky Joints, we are optimistic about biosimilars, and we look forward to seeing them in our therapeutic space where, through Arthritis Power, our PCORI-sponsored work as a patient-powered research network, we can track patient-reported outcomes. In order to achieve the promise originally intended by the BPCIA in 2010, we are addressing patient and physician confidence. We believe the FDA and biosimilar manufacturers can support this effort by examining their supply chain and support services, creating unique naming and clear labeling, as well as interchangeability policy decisions that prevent payer-level switching for non-medical reasons. These issues will instill confidence. For this particular BLA, we believe the applicant has shown exemplary effort to increase patient and physician confidence. First, they've provided clinical studies that prove safety and efficacy for two indications, rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis, and plaque psoriasis, surpassing the FDA requirement of just one. Second, the applicant created assays with high levels of sensitivity to gauge the biosimilarity of the molecule and the reference product. In the future, we suggest more weight be given by members of this committee to the sensitivity of the assays created by applicants. Well, some of us are scientists. Although it's a controversial topic among the patient community, we support FDA's position to allow extrapolation. We understand that you can't have biosimilars without having extrapolation. It is needed in order to reduce cost and allow biosimilars to reach many patients. And once this expanded access and savings is achieved, our hope is that more healthcare dollars will be allocated to innovative therapies. However, we respectfully oppose extrapolation when the mechanism of action for the extrapolated indication is not clearly understood or the drug is considered scientifically or therapeutically outdated. Science is only part of biosimilar success. Use and satisfaction is where success ultimately will be measured by us patients. We sincerely thank the FDA for emphasizing the value of the patient perspective through public meetings, and we continue to mobilize our growing patient community to create a better life for those who will benefit from biosimilars. We have great confidence in the work you're doing here today, which in turn we hope will instill confidence in us patients and our families with biosimilars in the future. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.